I've known Nick Odom's father for 25 years. And I want to tell you that as I have come to know Nick Odom, I believe over the next 25 years, he is going to become a legend within our company. He is the architect. I want y'all to think about this. He's the architect of the fastest run to platinum in our company's 45-year history. Now, that's the Dave Savolas of the world, the Nick Servers of the world, the Dave Savolas of the world, the Brian Carruthers of the world, the fastest run to platinum in our company's 45-year history. He and his partner earned $100,000 in their first 5 months in their run to platinum. And I spent the last 2 days listening to a plan with Nick that I believe will change our company's trajectory for Vision 2020. And so what you're going to find tonight is wisdom. Wisdom from a man that you rarely hear wisdom from someone this young. But you'll be listening to wisdom tonight in Nick Odom. He has read more books in the personal development field while he's in his 20s than almost anybody I've ever known, regardless of age. And so what I suggest to you is to listen to what he has to say tonight and to apply what he has to say tonight. Nick, I'll turn it over to you.
John, thank you so much. Can you hear me okay?
Absolutely, I can.
Perfect, perfect, perfect. Well, I am so, so excited. For everyone who's on the call tonight, understand that just making the decision to be on this call is probably one of the best decisions that you could have possibly made. There are so many people on the team, that are sleeping right now, that are watching TV right now, that are doing any number of activities that are simply putting them down a path towards the life they've always, you know, literally feared to have. And those of you guys that decided to get on this call are taking steps towards the life of your dreams, taking steps towards, you know, waking up when you're done sleeping, taking steps towards living in any house that you want, driving any car that you want. Understand, this is one of the most important activities, is building for these calls and for the events. We know for a fact it's the highest paid skill in the entire industry is building for calls and events. So I just want to congratulate everyone who's on the call. And I hope you guys are feeling the same excitement level that I'm feeling right now. This new system that we have, right, wearevision2020.com, is absolutely exploding my business right now. I am unbelievably excited. We have so many people. I mean, anybody can use this system to get started and win right away. We have had dozens of new success stories in the last 2 weeks. People getting started and leveling up in their first 24 hours, you know, their first 2 or 3 days, you know, half a dozen people going manager. It is incredible the level of excitement that this new system has created and the results that we're getting from it immediately. And I don't know about you guys, but I am so excited to see the results in the long term. I mean, because if we can see so many results in such a couple, in just a few weeks, in just a short amount of time, understand when the compound effect kicks in, it is going to be unbelievable what we were able to accomplish with this system. And tonight, I wanted to hop on and talk to you guys about what's the difference between, you know, two different people in the business who are both using the exact same system. Why do some people get incredible results and some people just get average results, right? What we've done is we've raised the bar on what the average results in our business is going to be. I mean, we have doubled or tripled it. You know, the number of people who can get started and have almost no information, no personal development, and simply plug into the system and have success is incredible. But what's the difference between those people, you know, who are able to create a good part-time income for themselves, and then those people who go out and become six-figure ring earners, millionaire club members? You know, what's the difference between those people? And I want to use an analogy for the train tonight, and that's going to be, what is the difference between a Chick-fil-A, okay, that does $1 million a year, and a Chick-fil-A that does $5 million, right? You and I both know Chick-fil-A has one of the best systems, you know, for a business out there. I mean, it is 100%. I mean, you walk into a Chick-fil-A and you know with certainty that the fries are going to taste exactly the same. You can walk into a Chick-fil-A anywhere in the country and order a number one, and you're going to get the exact same thing. So why do some Chick-fil-A's do $1 million a year, and why do some do $5 million or more? Why do some do $10 million or $20 million a year with the exact same system, right? What are the key factors that determine the difference between the ultra successful and the people who just have some success? And the reason I want to talk about this is because, you know, with all the excitement of the new system, I don't want people to miss the important activities that we need to be doing as leaders in order to take this thing to the next level, right? The system is what is going to allow this to duplicate beyond us, you know, across the entire country to thousands, hundreds of thousands of people. It's what's going to allow us to go to $100,000 a month in income, create serious seven- and eight-figure incomes. But in order to do that, there's a couple things that we need to be applying in our business. So the first thing I want to talk about is your personal exposures, okay? What are you – How often are you personally plugging people in to the system? And this is extremely important because it's specifically the way you track it. Okay, I want to encourage all of you guys. I just started doing this, and I'm seeing incredible results. And the reason I started doing it is because one of my good friends actually works with Chick-fil-A. And, you know, he does incredibly well with them. You know, he's a six-figure earner with Chick-fil-A. You know, really is, you know, in charge of a massive store, one of their top stores in the country. And he called me the other day, and he started talking to me about how they were putting a focus on selling more cookies, okay? And this is all they did. They have something called a suggest a sale. After each customer comes up, you know, to the window, or, you know, they walk up to the counter and they order their food, the person behind the counter simply asks, would you like to add a cookie to your order? And here's what they did. They made one simple change that caused a massive increase in their cookie sales. They simply started tracking how often people were actually suggesting a sale. They created a board, and every time someone suggested a sale, they simply got a tally mark on it. Every time someone said, would you like to add a cookie to your order? That's all they did. They just started tracking it. He said they increased revenue by almost $50,000 a month just in cookie sales, and all they did was start tracking how often someone was doing that. Now, that can be applied directly to our business, okay? You know, if you can start tracking how many personal exposures you're doing every single day, just the act of tracking it will cause a significant increase in your business. A significant increase. But here's the important part. What number do you track? Because I have a lot of people that call me and they say, hey, I did, you know, 5 exposures today. I did 10 exposures today. And here's the important part. You have to make sure you're very, very clear on what qualifies as an exposure, right? What qualifies as an exposure? An exposure is not complete until the prospect has watched the video and gotten on a 3-way call with third-party credibility and had their questions answered. Until the 3-way call happens, that's not an exposure. In fact, there's a lot of people, and I'm guilty of this myself. I have, without proper tracking, without proper organization, it's very easy to do. There's a lot of us that are guilty of sending out videos to people and then simply never following up when we said we would, and the result is there's no results. And the funny part about it is the hard part is already done. By the time you've you know, built relationships with someone or prospected someone and actually got the video in their hands, you've done all of your work. The only thing you have left to do is just simply three-way in the upline credibility. But that is so important. And we've seen this directly, you know, in our business. In fact, I'd like to give a shout-out to Courtney Warren. She's put me on more three-way calls. And I know what's really funny is she's put me on more three-way calls, Justin on more three-way calls, Sean on more three-way calls than anyone else in our organization. And it's no wonder she's enrolling people every single day in the business. So what I would encourage everyone to do is start tracking how many three-way calls per day am I doing. And don't just write a number. Put down the names, okay? Who did I get on a three-way call today? And start tracking that. And over the course of the next couple of weeks, you'll be able to gauge exactly how much activity is going to your business and where your results are coming from. You'll be able to start to see your ratio. You'll be able to start to see exactly how many times do I have to set up a three-way call to make the amount of money that I want. The other number that you want to track is how many times are you being the third-party credibility? How many times are you being the expert on a three-way call for someone on your team? And if you're brand new, you're not going to be doing this at all, but for a lot of us that are experienced and have been doing this for a while, you know, we're used to doing three-way calls. And if you want to be a top earner in this business, you have to learn how to do a three-way call. You have to. And here's the thing. You need to be tracking how many times per day am I being the third party for someone on my team? Because that's going to show you the overall growth of your business. So I would encourage every single person to start tracking those numbers. It's a simple change. It's a simple change, but that's the difference between a Chick-fil-A that does $1 million a year and a Chick-fil-A that does $5 million is the level at which they're tracking, how much they're focusing on the right numbers. And speaking of that, the next thing I want to talk about is building with your team. Because for a lot of us, we have a team started already. Even if you're new, if you have two or three people on your team, you have a team now. And building with your team is absolutely so, so important, especially with all the new numbers and the new information that we've seen. We know that if we can help someone get their easiest membership, right, their easiest associate, and just one more piece of business, if we can help them level up in their first 20 days, they're going to be 14 times better as a recruiter going forward. I don't know if a lot of people have really thought about how valuable that is. That means if they would have recruited one person, they will now recruit 14 people. If they would have recruited two people, they will now recruit 28 people. Keeping in mind, you know, some of the top earners that are even on this call have only recruited over the course of 10 or 20 years, you know, 100, 200 people. And so this is a significant difference. And so every single person that we can help level up is going to drastically affect our business. So this is something that we've been doing almost every single day with our team. There is basically a PDF that you can pull up in your back office that shows you every single person who is in their fast start period, who is in their level up period right now, and how close they are and how long they have left. To find this, for those of you guys that don't know where this is already, you're simply going to log into your back office. You're going to click on My Statistics, which is going to be right next to your profile picture and name. You're going to scroll down to the section that's labeled Fast Start. It hasn't been updated to say Level Up yet. And then there's a number that says Pending. And when you click on that number, it's going to pull up a document that shows every single person that's gotten started in your business in the last 20 days. It's going to show you how many memberships they have. It's going to show you how many associates they have. And it's going to show you how many days they have left. And every single day, all of the leaders on our team are pulling up this form, and we are getting in contact with the people who have, you know, 3, 5, 7 days left in their fast start period, in their level up period. And we're getting in contact with them, and we are making sure that they are 100% plugged into the system, that they know exactly what to do and how to do it. They know the invitation. They're able to go take action on it right away. And by doing so, we are slowly and surely raising this level of percentage. We have, you know, we started at 20%. We have people on our team that are now at 28, 29, 30% level up. And we know, we did the numbers. We know that if we can get that to 40%, If we can get our level up percentage to be 2 out of 5, I want you guys to think about this. 2 out of 5. If just 2 people in 5, we can help 2 out of 5 level up over the next, you know, 10 years, over the next 5 years, we'll do 100 times the number of recruits we would otherwise. 100, I mean, it's the difference in 300,000 and 35 million people if we can just help 2 out of 5. And so if you're a leader on this call, if you're someone who has a team and you want to know how can I best help my team move forward, it's pulling up this form and making sure, getting in contact with each of these people, making sure they've had a game plan interview, making sure they have our getting started checklist and walking them through it. Just because they're the person who enrolled them was supposed to do it doesn't mean you can't do it for them, right? If the person who enrolled them didn't give them that form, didn't do a game plan interview with them, do it for them. Do a game plan interview with that person. Give that person the best chance for success. Show them the invitation. Read it to them out of GoPro. Help them get connected with these resources so that they can go out and level up. And if we can help 2 out of 5, it's going to change everything. Now, the last thing, the last big difference between the ultra, you know, achievers, the people who, you know, achieve at an extremely high level, you know, the reason why, you know, some of the Chick-fil-A's do $5 million a year instead of just 1 or 2 is personal development. And we cannot let this, you know, slip, you know, we cannot miss this point. This is one of the most important things that you can be doing on a daily basis to improve every area of your life. Let me repeat that. This is one of the most important things you can be doing on a daily basis to improve every area of your life. It's probably the only thing you can do on a daily basis that will improve every area of your life. And just because we have a perfect system to help anybody succeed in this business does not mean that we can stop developing ourselves into the people we need to be to win. You know, Jim Rohn always says, you know, work harder on yourself than you do on your job. Work harder on yourself than you do on your business. He says, if you will change, everything will change for you. And the absolute truth of it is, if you do not engage in personal development, there will be a cap on your income. There will be a cap on your success. There will be a cap on your happiness and how good your relationships can be, on your health. There will be a cap on everything in your life unless you engage in personal development every single day. It is the key to unlocking your potential in life. And it's, you know, what's really funny, you know, I was talking about Chick-fil-A. You know, Chick-fil-A actually has a reading list that every single employee at Chick-fil-A, every single team member is given this reading list. And it's no wonder the service, the difference in the service at McDonald's and the difference in the service at Chick-fil-A. I mean, it is their pleasure to serve you. It is an incredible experience every time you walk in the door there. Whereas whenever you go to any other restaurant, it's hit or miss. Well, let me tell you the reason. It's because every single one of those team members at Chick-fil-A is reading How to Win Friends and Influence People. They're reading The Compound Effect. They're reading Think and Grow Rich. They're reading the personal development books to become the people they need to be. It's not just that they have the perfect system, but they're also helping people develop into the best version of themselves, because that is what allows us to use the system to its full potential. So just to kind of recap with you guys, you know, 3 things I think you can do to become a high-level performer, to use the system to its full advantage. If you're someone that wants to get to the point where you're a ring earner, where you are a millionaire club member, where you are someone who is recognized, you know, in this company, someone who's getting to speak on stage, if that is a desire of yours, you know, these are 3 things that you can do to speed that process up, to make sure you get to that point. Number one, start tracking your exposures. Not just how many videos you send out, not just how many people you contact, but how many 3-way calls are you putting your upline on, and how many times are you doing a 3-way call for someone on your team? You know, number two, start tracking, right, the level ups in your business. Start contacting every single new person, making sure they get, right, making sure they get a game plan interview, making sure they get our getting started checklist, and plugging them into the system so they have an opportunity to succeed and level up. And if we can help 2 out of 5, it will change everything. I mean, it will change everything. We will surpass every other organization in the company. It will be unbelievable the growth we have if we can just focus on that. And finally, personal development every single day. If the team members, right, if the $8 an hour employees at Chick-fil-A can wake up every day and read a book to better themselves, I would be very upset if any of you guys thought that wasn't something you could do. Don't be the person that says, please don't be the person that thinks, oh, you guys, I had someone tell me this the other day, they said, you actually read those books? Ha, ha, ha. Literally, there is a direct correlation between all of your happiness, all of your success, your finances, your relationships, everything that you want to be better in your life will get better the more you focus on developing yourself into the person you need to become. That's the training I have for you guys tonight. I really hope it was helpful. John Elizabeth, thank you so much for having me on the call, and I will pass it back to you.
My God, that was wonderful, Nick Odom. Thank you for your time and the work you put into putting that together. Elizabeth, back over to you.
Well, thank you, John and Nick. You exactly why I wanted you on the call tonight. You are always so dead on with everything we need to be doing. And I'll tell you, I've been watching your team pull those lists and post them on Facebook and say, hey, you know, if one of your people's on here, get them leveled up. And y'all have done such a phenomenal job of calling those people and getting them started. And we know what the results are going to be. You just laid out what the results are going to be, and y'all have just taken it and run with it, and they're just doing a phenomenal job and reaping the rewards, seeing the results of actually doing that. And so thank you. And it's back to the Chick-fil-A thing. I was actually talking to a guy who was up for a manager position, and he said, I just got a couple more things to do before they'll consider me. And I said, well, what else is there to do before they'll consider you for that position? And he said, well, there's two more books that I haven't read. And I asked him what they were, and they were absolutely the personal development books you were just talking about. And I was like, wow, how incredible would it be that, before you could get to director, before corporate would check off that box, you had to read these books. And that's what they've done in Chick-fil-A, and like you said, there's no guesswork in why they are as successful as they are. So thank you for that. And so speaking of personal development, we get to go out to one of our phenomenal leaders in the state of Ohio, one of our leading executive directors, actually the network vice president for the state of Ohio, Mr. Rob Hurst. Rob, are you on the call with us tonight?
I am. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you great. Thank you, sir.
Awesome. Great call so far. Super excited. A lot of great things going on. In fact, I was just rushing in. Just got finished doing a private business reception with 14 guests. So really excited about that. Looking at an associate getting leveled up and much, much more. But my part is to talk about the book, The Go-Giver. I was scheduled to go over chapters 11 through 14 and just kind of give my perspective on what I got out of it. And I would definitely say chapter 12 was the star of this section, which is the law of receptivity. And so, you know, when I was thinking as I was reading this, you know, it's basically the law of receptivity is basically the key to effective giving is to stay open to receiving. And so sometimes we've heard the saying, it's better to give and not receive. And it's like, it sounds good, but, you know, we know some people, it's like, man, I want to give, but I also want something back. And sometimes we've been made to feel bad about that. But when I was reading it, I was thinking to myself, you know, that doesn't really even work in relationships. You know, it's like at some point, you know, you want at least some reciprocation. And so he just kind of talks about, you know, being okay with that process and being okay with receiving. Sometimes we give so much. And so what we do is we take that gift of giving away from somebody who can give back to us. And I was just thinking to myself, like, how many times I've been really guilty of that when someone wants to give something to me and I'm like, no, I'm okay. And it's like, no, I actually want to do this. And even just recently, you know, we had Chris Hughes at our regional, and April and I, we all had went out to eat, and we had been eating all weekend. And so Mr. Hughes was very, very pleased with the hospitality. And right before he left, we were sitting there eating, and the bill came. And so obviously, you know, I'm like, okay, I'm going to go ahead and take care of the bill. And Chris snatches the bill. He's like, no, I got it. I'm like, no, dude, it's okay. He's like, no, you've given to me. Let me give to you. And so, you know, this chapter, this section, you know, just really great, gave great perspective on that process, being okay with receiving. And it's the same way in the business. You know, when we give as leaders, when we give to our organization, you know, we give, you know, but at the end of the day, you know, we're looking, you know, to see what happens out of that, you know. And I've heard Mr. Self say, you know, the best thing you can give your leadership, you know, in return is activity. You know, when someone takes the opportunity to mentor us, the best thing we could do is give back by showing how valuable your time was to me and being able to bless me with the information I need to make my business grow. And I know that's definitely been beneficial for me. I can remember early on in the business, you know, anyone who was a platinum or ring earner, I was hunting them down. You know, I wanted to get whatever nuggets I could from them. And I always felt like, you know, the best thing I could give them back is to go back and do some productivity, you know, and show them, like, man, your time was worth it. And so this was a great chapter, so much more that we could talk about, but I think this applies in everything in life, whether it be relationships, whether it be business, you know, you name it, the law of receptivity is being, not only being able to give, but also being able to receive. So I turn it back to you, Ms. Gardner.
Well, that's great job, Mr. Hurst, and congratulations on an awesome BBR. People are really taking advantage of what we've got, and we've got a lot of new excited people getting started. So what a great job on the book. Your insight was phenomenal, and congratulations on the growth of your business. Sounds like that's going around. so it's awesome to hear, and excited to see you and your wife in just a few weeks. And speaking of Mr. Chris Hughes, of course, he is going to be at our team event. but I'll get to that in a second. What I want to remind everyone of, our book of the month for next month is The Power of Focus. And so go ahead, get your copy, start reading, so you'll be ready when we start the book reviews next week. That is a powerful book written by Mark Victor Hansen, Jack Canfield. I know John did some of the review of that book when it was written, and it is an incredible book. When we talk about this whole new system, one of the things is becoming, you know, an influencer and a leader. And one of the abilities that a leader has is the ability to focus. And so this book is going to give you some of the tools and techniques and skills that you need to learn how to focus better than we are. Obviously, all of us are always improving, and that's what personal development does. And so this book, of course, is going to help us along that journey. So get that book. Now, to our team event, we are 3 weeks away from July 21st, 22nd, and 23rd in Knoxville, Tennessee. And, of course, we have the Hilton at the airport in Knoxville is where the event's going to be. It's going to kick off at 10 o'clock on Friday morning. So I know many of you are going to be coming in Thursday evening. Registration should open around 9 o'clock on Friday morning. We will kick the event off at 10 a.m. sharp. So you will not want to miss the kickoff. And, of course, we'll have a phenomenal day of training. Teresa and I have been working to put that list together of what the trainings are going to be, who's going to be training. Obviously, we're going to roll out this entire new system and all the tweaks and everything we've put together. So you'll want to be there. We've got a lot of other awesome trainings that we're working on. Of course, as I said, Mr. Chris Hughes, one of the senior network vice presidents, for the company, is coming in to be our special guest speaker, and he has got a lot of great things that he's going to be bringing to us as well. We've got a phenomenal event Friday night. We're going to have a lot of fun and do a ton of recognition, and then, of course, Saturday night, we have our big team party at one of the local clubs there that we've rented out that we're going to have a lot of fun, and then we'll close it out with training on Sunday. But go to performancefamilyevent.com, get your ticket. All the hotel information there is there as well. You can call and book your room. And we're all going to be staying at the host hotel this time, so it's going to be really fun at the breaks and in the evenings when we're all hanging out together. And, of course, for new associates, if you're a new associate since June 1st, you can register for only $99. So that's going to be phenomenal. It includes all the training. It'll include your Friday night dinner and the party on Saturday night. So really awesome to register for $99 if you are a brand new associate that you've come in since June the 1st. Other people, it is $139, which, of course, it will go up to $159 at the door. So go ahead and get your tickets. For those of you who bought multiple tickets, make sure you get those tickets transferred into the names of the people who are coming. And, you know, the faster somebody makes a commitment to come, the more opportunity they have to invite other team members to come along as well. Because once they've made the decision, they will promote differently than if they're still on the fence. And we know that it's events like these, and especially our team event, that makes such a significant difference in people's business, in the results that they get from their business. So hope to see you all there. Remember, performancefamilyevent.com. Go there, register, and all the other information you may need is there as well. So let's end it up tonight with our recognition, our top producers for this past week. We have, several people tied at number three. Nancy Bowman out of North Carolina, Jonathan Stiltner out of North Carolina, Ann Evans out of North Carolina, Joshua Bourne out of Texas, all tied for number three. Number two, Dorothy McKenzie out of South Carolina, and number one, tried and true, Mr. John Hall out of North Carolina. Congratulations to all the top producers. Now, the top recruiters for the week. We've got an awful lot of people on this list. Two pages of people tied at number three with one recruit for this past week, which is great. So y'all go ahead and get your two more to make sure you are locked in for your Jim Rohn series. But let's go ahead to the ones that are tied at number two. Number two, we have Hannah Myers out of Virginia, Matthew Root out of Charleston, South Carolina, Tramiel Walker out of Indiana, it looks like, and Robert Hendricks out of Texas. Congratulations to all of you for being our top recruiters. And our number one recruiter for the week is Krishan Billiard out of North Carolina. Congratulations to all of you for your recruiting efforts. Keep up the great work. Let's get those people leveled up and keep building your business. Now, our level advancements for this past week. Got a great number of level advancements, so this is exciting. Let's start with Ann Evans out of North Carolina, Senior Associate. Elena McElroy out of South Carolina, Senior Associate. Jonathan Stiltner, we just heard that name, out of North Carolina, Senior Associate. Mitch Dahl, I hope that's your name, out of Minnesota, Senior Associate. Morris Glover out of Georgia, Senior Associate. Dorothy McKenzie, South Carolina, new Senior Associate. Samuel Bailey out of Missouri, new Senior Associate. Maxine Wilford out of Florida, a new Senior Associate. Annette Greshbach out of South Carolina, a new Senior Associate. Deanna Brown out of Indiana, new Senior Associate. Joseph McElveen out of South Carolina, new Senior Associate. Hannah Myers out of Virginia, new Senior Associate. This is so exciting to see, guys, this many people leveling up here even before the end of the month. Maurice Little out of North Carolina, Senior Associate. Ramona Wade out of Ohio, Senior Associate. And Evangeline Cottingham out of North Carolina, new Senior Associate. Now we've got three new managers. This is awesome. Our core rank of manager, three new managers. Casey Robinson out of Texas, a new manager. Luke Evans out of North Carolina, a new manager. And Crystal Hilton out of South Carolina, new manager. Congratulations to all of you. And we have two new directors. Mark Edmonds out of North Carolina, a new director. And Miss Kelly Brockington out of New York, a new director. Congratulations to all of you for all of your efforts. It's going to be a phenomenal close to June. We've got so many things to be excited for. Let's get out there, get those new recruits on board, turn their $100 investments into $500 paydays just over the next few days. Let's try to get Double Up extended into the first week of July. Hope to see you all at our team event. We've got a ton, like I said, just so many things that are going to be exciting that we're going to roll out at that event, all the trainings we're going to be doing, all the fun we're going to be having. It's really going to just take the momentum to a whole new level, rolling us into the fall, which is going to be a significant period of time in our company and everything they've got, and we're just priming the pump, getting everyone ready for that. So see you at the team event. Go to performancefamilyevent.com, get your tickets, get your room, and we will see you in just a few weeks. But until then, order your book of the month for next month, The Power of Focus, and we'll talk to you next week. Good night, everybody.